Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Just what I wanna be. Got nothing against the big town. Still hayseed enough to say look who's in the big town. But my bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
as much a part of the valley as River Prairie and Red Cedar State Trail. This is 105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music. '90s and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
perfect world we know we'll never find. So perhaps I should leave here. Yeah.
Chippewa Valley weekends never sounded so good. 80s, 90s, and more. All weekend long. 105.7 CFW.
Still, the way I'm feeling, I just can't deny.
music. 105.7 CFW. Entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Symphony that's live. For you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it. And I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's Work Money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you gotta know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley Technical College was named in a cyber workforce strategy report from the White House earlier this week. According to a press release from the college, the school was named in the White House's National Cyber Workforce and Education Strategy Initial Stages of Implementation Report. It was cited as one of six colleges in Wisconsin that has the designation of National Centers of Academic Excellence in Cybersecurity. The college also offers an advanced technical certificate for those already in the field. The city of Eau Claire has announced it will be making a final push to remove trees infected by the emerald ash borer beginning on July 1st. According to a press release, city crews will be marking trees that are slated for removal with an orange dot facing the street around the city, hoping to expedite the process to prevent further spread of the invasive beetles. There are over 1,000 public ash trees in the city, nearly all of which have been infected, and the city has already removed over 8,000 since discovering the beetles. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, a high near 72. Northwest winds, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Clear tonight, lows around 46. Sunshine with a high of 72 on your Sunday. Sunday night, clear and 50. Slight chance of showers on Monday with a high of 71.
Right now, 71 degrees.
CFW.
1057 CFW.
Slashed and torn. We'll be right back.
1057 CFW.
Lying beside you here in the dark, feeling your heart with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere. How could our love be so blind? We say
and have some fun.